This is VOA News. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. Ukraine officials Tuesday described the first wave of tanks the country will receive following pledges from its Western allies. Associated Press correspondent Charles Deledesma reports.
Ukraine Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba says in the first wave of contributions, the armed forces of Ukraine will receive from 120 to 140 Western model tanks, adding that these will include German-made Leopards, British Challengers, and US M1 Abrams. Kuleba has declined to name specific countries contributing, saying many of them still have to make formal decisions in accordance with their internal procedures. However, he said that 12 states have pledged tanks so far, and Kyiv was working to persuade others to join. I'm Charles Deledesma.
NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg continued his tour of East Asia Tuesday with a stop in Japan, where he met with Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida. Speaking to reporters following the meeting in Tokyo, Stoltenberg warned what happens in Europe can happen in Asia, noting China's own aggressive behavior.
If President Putin wins in Ukraine, this would send a message that authoritarian regimes can achieve their goals through brute force. This is dangerous. Beijing is watching closely and learning lessons that may influence its future decisions. What is happening in Europe today could happen in East Asia tomorrow.
Japan has been quick to join the U.S.-led economic sanctions against Russia and provided humanitarian aid and non-combative defense equipment to the Ukrainians. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. New data released Tuesday shows the Eurozone managed to show economic growth in the final 3 months of 2022, avoiding a recession even as sky-high energy costs, slumping consumer confidence, and rising interest rates have taken a toll on the bloc's economy. Reuters correspondent Julian Satterthwaite reports.
Figures out Tuesday showed surprise growth over the final 3 months of last year. The bloc's economy eked out expansion of 0.1% over the fourth quarter. Not much, but better than the drop that economists had expected. Among big countries, Germany and Italy saw economic activity contract. But France and Spain posted expansion. The gains come despite an energy price crunch. Soaring costs for fuel have depleted household savings and held back investment. They've also forced the European Central Bank into unprecedented rate hikes to cool inflation. But the region's economy has shown unexpected resilience too. This week that prompted the IMF to raise its forecasts for growth. It now expects the Eurozone economy to expand 0.7% this year. That's up from an earlier prediction of 0.5%.
That's Reuters correspondent Julian Satterthwaite reporting. U.S. President Joe Biden is expected to take two big funding announcements this week regarding rail service on the U.S. East Coast. Associated Press correspondent Ed Donahue reports.
It's a new day and another old rail tunnel for Joe Biden.
The structure is deteriorating. The roof is leaking. The floor is sinking. This is the United States of America, for God's sake.
After highlighting a project to replace aging and inadequate infrastructure in Baltimore, the president heads to New York's West Side Rail Yard to showcase a nearly $300 million federal grant for the long-delayed Hudson Tunnel project. Renovations to a 1910 train tunnel between New York and New Jersey that carries about 200,000 passengers a day.
Made in America. With union labor.
Ahead of a Wednesday meeting where House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is expected to press for deep spending cuts, the trips form a sort of counter-programming, highlighting big projects the White House says will create blue-collar jobs and boost economic growth. Jennifer King, Washington.
As part of his trip to the Middle East Tuesday, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken met with Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas in the West Bank city of Ramallah. Blinken was meeting Abbas a day after talks with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. In Ramallah, Blinken discussed with the Palestinian Authority's decision to halt security coordination with Israel. The security ties, which in the past are believed to help contain violence, are deeply unpopular among everyday Palestinians who accuse Abbas of acting on behalf of the Israeli military. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at voanews.com 24 hours a day. I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.